Hi, thanks for holding. This is Tina.
Good afternoon, Tina. How are you today? This is Rahim Ali.
Hi, Rahim. I'm great. How are you doing?
Okay, thank you. So we spoke like a couple of weeks ago, and you called me, and I was supposed to call you back, and it's just I've had a trillion things that I've had to worry about and deal with and get done and do, and I'm sorry.
Oh, that was nice of you to get back to me. No problem. I understand. I know I used to work with a guy that would use the phrase, life happens, and I thought I loved that phrase.
No bueno. Especially when it's just a big headache that happens. Anyway,
yes.
I meant to ask you guys if you'd be able to help me with my website. So I currently have a website. I have an all-in-one business that's a pressure washing, lawn mowing, and poop scooping business.
Okay.
And I currently have a website. It's
okay.
The website that I currently have is all about the pressure washing side of it all. There's no lawn mowing or poop scooping, and I have to change the website. I made the website myself.
Okay.
And I gotta change it to include the other things as well. But anyways, I don't want to do that right now. It's a lot of work, and I can't. I just gotta, you know, go with what I have for now. And so, but anyways, I was wondering whether or not you guys could help me with the SEO aspect of it.
What's the web address?
It is www.oppwllc.com.
Okay, let me take a look. And then P like Paul, WLLC.com?
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay, let's take a look at it.
OPPWLLC, yeah.
Okay, I see. So it's mainly focusing on the pressure washing.
Exactly, it is. But it's okay. I just got to change it. It's no problem. It's just a lot of work, and I don't feel like changing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just got finished doing this like a couple of,
yeah.
maybe a week ago or a week and a half ago, and I'm just so sick of it. I'm just sick of it to nauseam, and I don't even want to look at it for another few months, you know.
Yeah,
so
I don't
I'm just gonna
you.
Stick with what I have for now, and then some time from now, once I'm not sick of it, I have to go back and I have to alter it to include the lawn mowing and the poop scoop. But for now,
okay.
This is all good and well. So, you know.
So, what we do is we're considered off-site SEO, which means we don't tinker around with your website in any way, shape, or form, but we would attach the website to the listings and optimize the listings to show on the first page so that your site would now get the exposure to bring you clients, right? So if you wanted to promote those services, we could absolutely do search engine optimization or SEO services on the listings and make sure that you're being found so that now your site will get the exposure that it needs to bring you clients, okay? Also,
what does on the listing mean?
Okay, what that means is on the Google business page. Have you created a Google business page for your for your business?
I think I like submitted a request, and I don't know. I haven't really. This has been such a big headache for me, and I'm just so disgusted. And like
it
I said,
is a headache.
I don't want to have nothing to do with it anymore.
It is a headache.
Really
yeah, that's why people
it.
Hire
I took
us.
So long to do it.
Yeah, that's the number
yeah,
one reason
so
people hire us is because it's time consuming. It takes a lot of legwork.
Yeah.
And then once you create it, then that's great. You have a Google business page, but then it never gets on the first page unless you have hundreds and hundreds of hours to invest in programming and content creation and manual submissions and backlinks. And who has time to do that, you know? So,
nobody.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
so that's
really.
What we specialize in doing. So we also build Google compliant websites here. So if you wanted to, you could also create, you know, a listing that would promote, you know, the lawn mowing and the poop scoop services. And we could create a highly rankable site for those services that we would promote on the first page as well. So, you know, it kind of would depend on, you know, do you want to take the site that you already built and kind of, you know, focus on the pressure washing right now? Of course, we could say,
for
you
right
know,
now. For,
yeah.
Yes.
You
just,
could do
just
that.
For now, just for maybe a few months. But
yes.
I ultimately have to pretty much completely change it.
Mm-hmm.
To also incorporate the lawn mowing and the poop scoop surface as well. And I have a fantastic design in my head, the way that I want the website to look. I can make it, too. I mean, I made this website all by myself.
Yeah,
it was
good.
I can do it. It's not a problem. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I can definitely do it. I already have a design in mind. I can absolutely do it. No problem. I mean, and it's a simple design that I don't think ought to take me that long. But I just don't want to do it now. I'm sick of it. I just finished this, and I don't want to have anything to do with it for at
okay.
least a couple or a few months, like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to just stick with what I have.
Okay.
And then in a few months, I'm going to probably end up, you know, completely changing it up, hopefully if I have time.
Yes, yes. So, in the meantime.
I'll just hire you guys to do it.
Yeah, in the meantime, yeah, we can actually put in, you know, those keywords for you so that you could get some traction on it. But also, you would, if you wanted to separate them, we could create a new website for those other services, you know, but who knows, you probably wouldn't want to pay for two different profiles, you know. So if you wanted to focus on this for now, how long have you been in business, actually?
Since January, 14th, I think.
Oh, you're brand new. Wow,
so
you've been doing
a month.
No wonder
yes.
you're so frustrated. You've been doing a lot for the past month or so. That's awesome.
Not frustrated, just a little bit burnt out. Yeah, I've been doing this website. I have all my business card, my promotional materials, but it's all focused on just this pressure washing. I thought of the lawn mowing and poop scooping aspect after everything was done, and I was like, oh, crap. I didn't think of it from the very beginning, and so I just forged ahead and did everything for the pressure washing, and then the other stuff occurred to me, and then I'm like, oh, crap, now I have to completely just redo everything, and I don't feel like doing that. So, yeah, it's only been about a month, or something like
well,
that.
Well, it might be a blessing in disguise that it happened the way it did, and here's why. As far as Google is concerned, if you have too much conflicting data out there, it could hurt you. And this is what I mean. If someone puts in pressure washing or power washing near me or different variations of that service, the minute they hit enter into Google, Google sends out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched for. So because we're the best of the best in the industry, we're going to beef that up for you and make sure that you are the best match for what's being searched for and make sure that you start ranking on the first page, right? And then you're gonna show in a spotlight position where people can find you, and that's what's going to get your phone ringing with new clients, right? But sometimes people will tell us when we set them up, kind of like what your thought is, oh, at afterthought, I also do lawn mowing and I also do poop scooping and I want to do all these other services. And they start saying, can we put all these other services in? And the answer is yes. But when those web crawlers go out and they look for the best pressure washing service, but then poop scooping comes up and lawn mowing and lawn care and lawn maintenance and all these other things that have no relevancy to pressure washing, now those web crawlers get confused and they don't recommend you, right? And so sometimes that actually hurts your rankings. So I think the way that you did it, even though you're kind of kicking yourself. No, but you know what I mean? Even though you're kind of kicking yourself and saying, oh, I wish it didn't happen that way. It kind of could be a blessing for you because this way you can get the business off the ground. get yourself some quick return on investment and showcase yourself as, you know, the pressure washing for now. And then when you're ready to grow it in the other services, then you would, you know, have a good solid foundation to do so. You know, plus when you're out pressure washing, you can have a good rapport with the business owners to let them know, hey, I noticed that your lawn, you know, do you have someone that does regular lawn care for you? Do you have someone? I see that you have a dog. Do you need some, you know, I do that on the side as, you know, so you have like a lot of like networking opportunity while you're out there to do those services anyway. But I think that the way that you're doing it online, it's going to be work so phenomenally well for you. And because you're it's going to do so well for you. And because you're a brand new business of January, you're going to qualify for a huge discounted rate because you're only, you know, under a couple of months in, I can give you the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it would set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be
$398.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know that's probably a stretch for a new business, but let me tell you what it includes, okay? It would include the optimization to put your business on the first page of Google and Bing, and that's where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions, where the high revenue is generated. Uh-huh. And then it would also program you into some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So you know how more and more people do the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Right? So that we would make sure that now your company is coming up from every single search from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. In addition
super
to that,
awesome.
It's super awesome. Uh-huh. And then in addition to that, do you have a business Facebook set up yet?
No.
Okay. No problem.
No, I've just been drained with this ridiculous stuff right now.
Don't worry.
Drained.
We're not going to drain you anymore. We'll help you get the business Facebook up and running. But the reason I ask you is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. So you know how when you do a search online for pretty much anything, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that doesn't happen by accident. Uh-huh. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, that next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system that's actually going to show you how many new clients you received from Google, how many new clients you received from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you, and if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll even see which, you know, zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent. Yeah, so it's a full package that will give you the most dominant internet presence locally and also cover, you know, the social media and the directories and, you know, being that it's a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely interested in that. But my goodness, I'm going to need clients, like, right away because $300 a month is a little bit a lot.
So,
but, I mean, it's worth it. Because that's a lot of things there that you guys offer, and it's all good and well. I'm definitely interested in that. Is there anything that you guys can offer that's a little bit less than all that? That's just a hair less expensive.
So, one thing that you can do is Well, I would have to get an approval to do it. I had to do this once before where I had asked if I could put a client into my personal friends and family rate. And the reason I asked is he also was a startup business. He was a different industry. Yeah. He was a janitorial company down in Jacksonville, Florida, but he was candid enough to tell me that he only had $50 to his name because he had purchased his new equipment. Yeah, he did his equipment and his storefront and his licensing, and you know how it is. His funds were depleted, you know? So I had kind of explained the situation to my director, and I got the authorization to approve it, and he realized that if he put it on a credit card, the minimum payment would only be $20 for the month anyway. So, you know, he still had to stretch himself to try the program, you know, but the cool thing is even before his statement came in, you know, the program had already funded itself. So I could see if they would allow me to do that. You know, what it would do
is it would lower
your setup fee down to $49, and it also would lower the monthly rate down to $249. So that would save you $100 today, you know? $50 also it would take off each month moving forward. So that would help you a lot, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
It would be extremely. That's a big difference. I mean,
a big difference. Yeah. Let me get that. I'm going to send this out. So I'm allowed to get three of them every quarter, and I haven't used them yet, but I can't go in there and tell them that you're my brother or my cousin or anything, but I'll explain to them that I haven't used them yet, and I'll see if they'll let me, you know, allot one for you. And then while I wait on their response, I'm going to, you know, kind of verify your information. So my first question is, if I get this authorized, I'll send you a confirmation email. And I still have it saved from when I called out to you a couple of weeks ago. Is it
RahimAli.pressurewashing@gmail.com,
right?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay, that now... I notice on the website that you just gave me, there's a different phone number. Is that the number that you're wanting to promote for the business? Okay.
Yes,
that's what I was going to ask.
That's my business. This is my personal number.
Okay. So let me just reverse it here in my system. So the 1572, that's personal. So that would just be internally, like if we needed to reach out to you. But for the business,
correct.
You would promote the 3371 number, the one that ends in that, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And then your Eastern time because you're in the Orlando area. And then officially, is it Orlando Premier Pressure Washing? Is that the way you want the business promoted?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Or do you want to put on Inker LLC or anything? Or
no. Well, no, it's just Orlando Premier Pressure Washing LLC.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want the LLC on there?
Yeah, I mean, I have it on my logo, so I figure I might as well.
I think so, too. I think it adds to your credibility. If you have it, you might as well. So I'll put it on there.
Yeah.
And remember, if things change down the road, no problem. You just call us, and we'll update it on here. So any revisions that you make to the listing, they are free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. And then what's the business address?
The business address is 14787 Hartford Run Drive, HARTFORD. That's one word, Hartford. Run Drive.
Got it.
Hartford Run Drive, and that's in Orlando. And the zip code is 32828.
Got it. Okay, so 14787 Hartford Run Drive, Orlando 32828, and then I'll attach the website, which is oppwllc.com, and my light is blinking, so that means they're giving me a response.
Oh,
excellent. Oh, good. They're saying go ahead and enroll this client in your friends and family pricing. He gave me promo code so I can adjust it. Oh, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. That was so nice. Okay, that's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Give me a second because I just have to activate this pricing here with the promo code that he gave me. And then I can set this up for you. Go ahead. You had a question?
Okay. There's a single little thing. So right now I just purchased a car, a vehicle.
Oh, congratulations.
And
that's awesome.
Thanks. Well, it's actually a big problem because there is a $2,000 problem with it.
Oh.
I purchased it from some rinky-dink Mickey Mouse mom and pop dealership, like an hour and a half drive from me.
Oh, no.
Are you in Florida?
No, we're in California.
Oh, you're in Cali. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So this place is an hour and a half up north from me, and I saw it. I saw the car on Facebook, and I thought it was a great price.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I went there and I got it, and then turns out that it's got a big, big problem and I can't afford to fix it. So actually, I have to go there, and I have to be like, look, listen. I mean, this is what happened. It's going to be a big problem. And so right now I have to deal with that issue because I can't really do anything right now with the vehicle because it's got a problem with it.
I
have to get that taken care of. Yeah, it's just a big pain in the neck. It's always something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I have to also, I mean, somehow, some way, if that's taken care of, then I also have to actually take my equipment. So right now I have my pressure. I have pressure washing equipment. I have everything. I have everything. The thing is that it's on a trailer, okay? But the reason why I purchased this vehicle is so that I can transfer the stuff from the trailer to inside of the vehicle. And I have to do that because I actually live in an apartment complex. So the address that I gave you is my parents' house.
Okay.
But I live in an apartment complex and I can't really have a trailer, you know, parked out here.
That might not be safe. Google, just to let you know, will hide the address on the listing. It becomes like a home-based business. So even though it's your parents' address, you would show up with your business name and the city and the state, but the actual physical address will be blocked out. So you're okay there. Yeah, but
no
Google
problem.
Probably
but I'm just
will
saying
want
that.
To see. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Google will probably want to see.
Will probably want to see something that you're an actual valid business in the Orlando area.
I am.
So they might want to see a business. Oh, you did with the parents' address or with your apartment address or something like that?
No, with my parents' address.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
The LLC. It's legitimate.
Perfect. Then you're not going to have any problems getting verified on Google. Sometimes they'll say, we want a picture of your work vehicle with a Florida license plate, or we want a picture of your business registration or your invoice with the address. So anything like that would help, but they won't publish the address because it's a home-based business. But they will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into Orlando and steal clients. So, you know, they won't allow a big corporation like that to be published on the first page if they're not actually there. So as long as you have documentation that you are there, then you'll be the one that can, you know, get published.
Okay, great. Yeah, no, I definitely, everything is 100% legit. I have my LLC.
Perfect.
I paid for it. It's all good.
And you were smart to use your parents' address. That was very smart because that way everything's consistent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And so, but my point is that I actually am not really quite up and running yet because I still have all these little problems that I have got to take care of. So, I mean, I'm hoping that probably in the next, like, maybe 2 or 3 or so weeks, I'll have everything all set up to go because I've also been trying to find someone to be able to transfer my equipment from my trailer to the inside of my vehicle. And they're telling me, I've talked to a couple of people and they've said that, you know, that's going to probably, I didn't think it would be a big deal or a problem. But now that I have talked to a couple of people, they said, that's a little bit more of a difficult situation because if we go to put everything inside your vehicle, we have to attach it. You know, we have to secure the equipment inside the vehicle. And that would require like drilling down the
for safety issues and whatnot. Yeah, I see.
Right. And then they're saying that means that they would have to go underneath the vehicle to make sure, like, that when they drill, it doesn't, like, puncture, you know, I don't know, something in the car engine or something or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it turns out that that's actually a little bit more of a bigger problem, and it might be a little more expensive than I anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that, again, is another situation that's causing me a little bit of a problem and a headache right now. I have to get over and resolve those things, you know, and that hopefully as soon as possible, because I got to get rolling, you know. But I'm trying to get those things resolved as soon as possible. So my point is that I'm saying, like, I am not at this very second prepared to, you know, have people calling me. I have to kind of wait until I resolve these issues, you know, hopefully as soon as possible, because I really got to get going. But can we, like, kind of wait until I get my problems kind of, you know, situated and taken care of before we move forward? Because I don't want you guys to do all this and then have people call me and then I not be able to, you know, provide them with something because I can't, because of all these problems that I've got right now.
Right. Well, you can wait, but here's one thing I want to tell you. Industry standard to get on the first page of Google takes 90 days. We're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in 45 to 60 days. So we're way ahead of the curve.
Oh.
Google also allows us to bundle our package with the Facebook ads, and those will be up and running in about 2 weeks. So I always tell people that, yes, you'll see activity within your first month, but it is the second month that you really see the program pop. You told me, oh, gosh, Tina, I really need to start getting clients, you know, ASAP to kind of start funding all of this that's going out. So if,
yeah,
you know,
I really
things
do,
are,
but at the same time, I got to take care of those problems first. I can't
right,
do anything
right.
Until
so
those
that's what I'm telling you, that if you think that you can get, like, you know, some of this stuff resolved and, you know, you're ready to start rolling within the next month or so, I would get the ball rolling now, because that way you can, you know, start the verification process with Google, get those photos over to us. We'd do the programming so that by the time your phone starts ringing with new clients, you're already ready and all the equipment secured and you're ready to go out and go on client calls. But if you think that, probably I need more time than that, then you can hold off, you know. But I would hate to have you call back in a month and think that we're going to flip a switch and phone calls start flooding in right away, because that's not the case, because that's going to set you back.
I know.
Where, you know, the timeline starts then, you know, rather than, so that's the thing. I just want to be transparent.
Right. Okay.
And just like you said, it was a huge pain in the neck to get the website up and running. First page placement on Google takes even longer because of all of the programming involved and all of the content creation and the backlinks and citations. And you can imagine, it's a process to get a business, especially in a highly competitive area like Orlando. You know, if you were out in the country in Idaho or something, it might be a little bit easier. But in Orlando, it's going to be extensive programming for a new business like you to even get up there on the first page. You know what I mean?
I know. Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, if you think that it'll take a little bit of time before my phone starts, because I need that time. If my phone starts ringing next week or even in 2 weeks, I probably won't be able to do anything, because I don't know how long it'll take before I can figure out what I got to do with this mechanical problem with my vehicle.
Yeah, so what I can do is I can tell them to help you get the business Facebook up within the first 2 weeks, but don't start running the ads until you're ready to start. But at least that verification process that can take up to 6 weeks, at least that ball starts rolling now, so that once you're all situated, you're ready to roll. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. I think I also did the Google, let me see. I have an email from Google. It says, your Google business profile is a valuable tool for connecting with customers. Here's a quick reminder of some important business profile policies. Keep your information accurate. So I think I did this Google business profile already myself, I think. I'm not sure. I've done so many things I can't even remember. But so I think like they already I don't know. I honestly
I don't know. See that it's verified and published yet, but if it's started and it's not published yet, or if it's already verified and published, then that would never, you know, just automatically get to the first page. So what I'm going to do is I'll send you an email that says important, please add Local/ as a manager to your Google business page. That way we can go in and we can see how far you got in the process, and we can start optimizing it to get on the first page, because we're not going to create a new one, because that would be a duplicate, right? And that would hurt you. So we'll just take the one that you already started, and we'll start programming on that one. That way, you know, there's not going to be an extra one out there. Yeah. So,
do you know how I can check right now to see if I have that or if I did that?
Well, you can try to log into it and see if it says that it's verified. You could go
into where?
To your Google business page.
Yeah, but how do I do that? Where do I go for that?
Oh, okay.
I'm just totally lost with this Google, man.
Mm-hmm.
I did it, and then I don't remember now anymore, and I can't even remember how to get it. Oh, here it is, business profile manager. Okay, I find
it. Yeah, business profile. Yeah, because it might have sent you an email that says that it wanted a video verification done, or it wanted photos for Google verification. Did you upload any pictures or anything like that yet?
No.
Okay.
No,
I think that's probably the step that you're in right now, is because Google's not going to just automatically publish you just because you tried to create one. They're going to want to see that documentation I was talking about, that you're a valid business in Orlando. So you probably have some type of communication in that Google business page somewhere where Google is asking you.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm looking at it. It's saying Google requires additional info to verify that you manage this business. Your edits will be visible after you are verified.
Exactly.
So it says learn more and get verified.
Yep. So what we'll do is we'll get with Google once you add us, and then we'll send you an email what exactly Google wants, and then you'll get an email from us showing, hey, Raheem, please send over your company registration, or please send over a work vehicle with a Florida license plate, or whatever Google's requesting, then we can, you know, upload it to them so that they can get it published. Okay. So that's good. You started the process on it, but it's not published or verified yet, but we'll make sure that it does get verified. And then, in order to do the payment, is it the apartment address for the billing then, or is it also under your parents' address for the billing?
No, it's still under my parents' address.
Okay, and then on the card, does it have your name or the business name or both?
It's just my name.
Your name? Okay, any middle name or initial, or is it just first and last?
No, just first and last.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, great. It's 4147.
Okay.
4003.
Okay.
0759.
Got it.
7623.
Okay, expiration?
Expiration is 0526.
0526, and then the code?
Yep. So there's a 138.
138. Okay. And then I'm going to go through a voice verification recording with you. And what that will do is it's a added form of protection, but it also will outline your service agreement with Local/. And then I'll create that appointment for my technician to call you later to go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you set up. And then you'll be good to go. And then you can just work on getting your other things done for your business. And we'll hold off on running the Facebook ads until you give us the green light. But they will be sending you a link, probably to have you send us a little invite to your personal Facebook so that when we set up the business Facebook, it's linked to your personal one. That way when people start responding to the ads and if they send in a little like inquiry through the messenger, it'll get to you through your personal Facebook through the messenger. Okay. So,
I don't want to have, I really don't even have a personal Facebook profile. I just got Facebook in January for the first time in my entire life, and only because I needed Facebook Marketplace to find equipment and my vehicle.
You don't have to have a personal Facebook to benefit from this. Maybe just do it to the one that you just set up for the marketplace purposes, just so that it's linked together with somewhere to find you if a customer were to reach out. So if someone were to reach out to you before through marketplace and they could find you that way, you would link us to that page so that if a customer were to try to reach out through Facebook, they could find you that way. You see what I mean? So most people, they'll call you. Okay, most people, if they find you through a Facebook ad, they're going to call you, right? So you're just going to have to pick up the phone and answer it. But some people might also want to message you, right? So if they message you, I want to make sure that they can message you through Facebook, too. So you can just link us
through
that.
They're not going to be able to. So this is what I don't really – so here's the thing. I don't really want anyone to call me because I don't know if I'll be able to answer the phone. Because I don't know. I might be out.
Well,
on
that's
job
not gonna. That's not gonna
something.
Happen yet, though. That's gonna happen after you have all your ducks in a row. Remember, we're gonna not start the ads until you're ready. But this is just as far as getting it set up, right? So we'll send you emails on helping you get it set up and create that appointment. So after that appointment today, you're probably going to have to send over some pictures and maybe add us to some Facebook page that you have. But other than that, you're going to be good to go until you call us and let us know that you're ready to start the ads. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes,
okay. Yes. Perfect. Just making sure we're all on the same page.
Okay.
So this voice verification, what it says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Okay, it is Orlando Premier Pressure Washing LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
My name is Rahim Ali. I'm the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. In order to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
From Local Splash, yes. Yes, of course.
Perfect. Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Okay. All that means
– what additional marketing?
If you did anything else online for your business, which you don't have to because this covers the search engines, the directories, the social media, the whole nine yards, right? But if you do anything else, just let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
makes sense?
Of course.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 26th, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And I'm looking at the calendar for the client interview. I have a 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or a 6 o'clock open today, and that appointment will take 20, maybe 30 minutes. So which one would work best, do you think?
Yeah, 4 o'clock is good.
Okay, so I'm gonna block out an hour from 4 to 5 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 4:15. Don't panic; they're going to
call
you sometime within that hour. Okay, and then lastly, because I got you special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. Because that will grandfather you into this rate and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
It's a guesser. Wait, let me see.
You might have gotten
here are our credentials. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Raheem, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Yes, I got that.
Okay, so open that one, and it'll have a link in there that says click here to accept your subscription terms.
Okay, yes, I clicked on it.
Okay, so that will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. And there's two little boxes that you have to check off, one to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you receive text messages.
Then you can
plug your name in and hit confirm signature. If it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Now, you don't have to worry about the username and password right now because that's already provided in your welcome email. But my main thing is making sure that the pricing gets locked in.
Okay.
Okay. So other than that,
you get all that right now.
Oh, okay, good. So yeah, so you're good to go then. So welcome aboard, Raheem.
Right.
I'm so glad that it worked out for you. And then since you're in the Google Business page right now, I'm going to manually send that email that says important, please add us to your Google Business profile. So you'll have the step-by-step instructions on how to do that. So that way you'll kind of have a jump start on the 4 o'clock appointment. And of course, if you have any, glitches and you can't do it, then just table it and they'll walk you through it when they call you at four. Okay.
All right. Fantastic.
All right. Well, I'm so glad. I know you're going to love this and good luck to your new business. It sounds like you have everything set up for you perfectly. And I enjoyed talking to you and you have my extension too, right? Which is 777. So if you have any questions down the road, feel free to call me. Okay.
Fantastic. All right, Tina. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
I appreciate you too, Raheem. Have a great rest of your day too.
Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Bye.